Listen to this news. Australia's wine's in peril. Racing against Chinese tariff showdown. The throes of the global market are deeply felt by Australia's wine industry as the decisive moment nears with China's punitive tariffs hanging by a thread. National's leader, David Littleproud, ardently calls for immediate government intervention, urging for financial reinforcement to salvage an industry teetering on the brink, as the crucial China market endures years of impasse. For the wine producers in the arid terrains of South Australia's Riverland region, the prospect of flourishing vines has withered, overshadowed by the looming threat of collapse due to the evaporation of their pivotal market in China. The need for financial survival is pivotal, Mr. Littleproud emphatically expressed, emphasizing the critical requirement for support to navigate through the storm, irrespective of China's decision on the tariff impositions. Navigating through diplomatic channels, Australia seeks refuge under the wings of the World Trade Organization, WTO. A confidential report, pivotal in steering the direction of the dispute, has clandestinely been handed to the wrestling parties, bearing the weight of Australia's grievances against China's towering tariffs. Australia's recourse to the World Trade Organization, WTO, has culminated in a confidential report, a critical juncture that could influence the trajectory of the prevailing dispute. Shielded from public disclosure, the report's insights remain an exclusive knowledge reserve of the engaged parties, slated for a more comprehensive revelation later in 2023. A convoluted web of global trade intricacies unravels as Beijing subtly places its cards on the table, hinting at the possibility of retracting the wine tariffs in a gracious exchange for a more favorable embrace of its steel. Unyielding in the face of intricate trade propositions, Agriculture Minister Murray Watt maintains a strict demarcation, dismissing any intertwining of the disparate issues. As the sands of time trickle towards a looming deadline, a pivotal journey awaits Senator Farrell, marking his second diplomatic odyssey to the enigmatic realms of China in November. Echoing the significance of the turbulent tides of trade, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's itinerary is also adorned with a monumental visit to Beijing, heralding talks that echo with global repercussions. The narrative of Australia's wine industry resounds with calls for resilience and revitalization, navigating a landscape marked by complex diplomatic maneuvering and consequential economic deliberations. IMEX sector, China scraps barley tariff. Australia seeks similar move for wine trade.